Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, December 15th. Premier Doug Ford made an announcement about COVID-19 vaccine boosters this afternoon. As of Monday, everyone 18 and older can get a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot as long as it's 3 months after their second dose. Pharmacies will be allowed to give boosters to walk-ins who are over 18 starting on Friday.
Nothing matters more than getting these third shots into arms. To that effect, we're urgently expanding eligibility.
Ford is urging people 50 and up to get their appointments now. If you've already made an appointment thinking you need to wait 6 months before your next shot, the province says you can move your booster up to the 3 month mark. The provincial government has asked health providers to ramp up vaccination sites. Also, as of this coming Saturday, venues with capacities over 1,000 people will be capped at 50%. Ford says millions of rapid tests are heading out the door to pop-up testing sites, including some retail settings, markets, libraries, and transit sites. Some LCBOs will also have take-home rapid test kits available. Canada's Minister of Health, Jean-Yves Duclos, says Canadians are officially advised against non-essential international travel. He says if you were planning on travel, now is not the time.
The rapid spread of the Omicron variant on a global scale makes us fear the worst for Canadians that may think of traveling. Traveling, Canadians could contract the virus or get stranded abroad.
Duclos says more is posted on Canada's travel website, travel.gc.ca. He says 16 million vaccine doses are available in Canada right now, and millions more are arriving. The South Bruce Gray Health Centre is set to hold an information session about nurse and medical lab technologist shortages. It's scheduled for 6 this evening. President and CEO Michael Barrett says they've had several close calls over the last 6 months where they were close to having unplanned emergency department closures due to unfilled nursing shifts. The information session will be held on Zoom and Facebook Live tonight at 6. A motion by Owen Sound councillor John Tamming to end the city's conventional public transit system did not find any support from his colleagues at the council table. But the motion Monday to restrict transit to mobility service only did not have a seconder and went nowhere. Declining ridership, rising costs, and a need to reduce taxes for Owen Sound residents were among the reasons Tamming cited in pursuing the motion. Mayor Ian Boddy says a special meeting will be held January 7th to talk about city transit.
We've got tough decisions coming. And yet, you know, we know the bus service is important to a lot of people to get to places.
A bus fare in Owen Sound is $3. The actual cost to the city for each rider on a bus is close to $14. Saugeen Shores police say cremated remains have been stolen during a break and enter. Police say during the overnight hours from Monday to Tuesday, unknown suspects went into the T.A. Brown Funeral Home on Mill Street in Port Elgin. Police say the suspects may not have known the stolen boxes contained remains and may have since discarded them. Police are appealing to the public, especially those who live in the area of the funeral home, to check their properties for the missing containers. Each set of cremated remains was in a white cardboard box with a black container inside. A zoning amendment has been approved in Kincardine to allow for a mixed-use development that will include 11 residential apartment buildings, a retirement residence, and commercial and office spaces. The development by Smart Centers is proposed for a 54-acre property east of Highway 21. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 120 points to 20,769. The Dow Jones is up 383 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.92 U.S. cents, up 18 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $71.44, up 71 cents a barrel. In sports tonight, Owen Sound attack game has been postponed. A release says due to OHL COVID-19 protocols affecting the Owen Sound Attack Hockey Club and out of an abundance of caution, the OHL has announced tonight's game against Kitchener has been postponed. The league and the attack say they will not be providing comment at this time. The game will be rescheduled to a later date. Tickets issued for tonight's game will be honored on the rescheduled date. Elsewhere, three games tonight in the National Hockey League. Washington visits Chicago, Arizona hosts the New York Rangers, and Seattle visits Anaheim. The Toronto Maple Leafs game tomorrow night at Calgary has been postponed due to a COVID-19 outbreak with the Flames. 11 games in the NBA tonight. The Toronto Raptors game scheduled for tomorrow at Chicago has been postponed due to COVID-19 issues with the Bulls organization. And in the Provincial Men's Masters Curling Championships at the Gananoque Curling Club, the Blue Water Curling Club is being represented by Al Hutchinson, Kevin Daniel, Bruce Cox, and Dave Halliburton. Tonight, Blue Water will go against Bill Craig from Milton. The winners will advance to the Canadian Masters Championships, which will be held in Winnipeg in April 2022. You can always find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.